This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the government may not refuse to register trademarks for potentially offensive names in a case involving the Asian American dance rock band The Slants. The Supreme Court also agreed to review a gerrymandering case, which could be precedent setting. Homeland Security has developed a biometric system to track foreigners leaving by airplane from the U.S., but wants airlines to man the camera for departing visitors because of the cost. But airlines are having none of it. Senator Elizabeth Warren is pressuring the Federal Reserve to remove 12 directors from the Wells Fargo board who allowed the forging of accounts for customers, leading to the termination of 5,300 employees involved. The Hawaiian legislature has passed a resolution to study universal basic income for its citizens. Half the time worked by salespeople and cashiers is spent on tasks that can be automated by technology that's currently in use, according to a recent McKinsey Global Institute report. A Pew Research Center survey at the end of 2016 found that 82% of adults read online customer ratings or reviews before purchasing a product for the first time. Between 1960 and 2015, the number of Americans in interfaith marriages jumped from 19% to 39%, according to the Pew Research Center. Polling by McClatchy and Marist College shows that while 30% of Americans are proud to have Trump as president, 60% they say they're embarrassed by him. Orlando, Florida removed a Confederate statue without protest from a local park. It will end up in a Confederate section of a municipal cemetery. Takata, the airbag company, is reportedly near bankruptcy and a sale to a competitor. California, Arizona have returned redistricting over to independent, politically balanced groups. Ohio is doing so as well. Florida has banned partisanship, and Iowa also offloaded the job, but most haven't. 2.4 million boys have become Eagle Scouts since the award was first presented in 1912 by the Boy Scouts of America. In a closely followed Georgia congressional race seen as a referendum on Trump, the Republican candidate narrowly won, which was also the most expensive congressional race ever. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.